وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human beings and the traits of a human beings. And obviously, we were saying that we want to see what kind of traits and virtues we need to have in order to be better human beings in terms of dealing with other humans. So we make sure we're not transgressing, oppressing, or taking the rights of others. One of the traits that are required that a human being needs to have, maintain, or even attain, is the concept of forgiveness. And the concept of forgiveness, obviously, I don't need to forgive myself, I need to forgive others. Again, it's a concept that deals with other people directly. We always keep saying that human beings are creatures that they commit sin and they do mistakes. They're not infallibles. They're not prophets or angels. So the chances are of people doing wrong by me, it's almost 100%. It's quite impossible to find a specific place or society where no one do harm by you. Even our own houses, this happens for the wife oppresses her husband, or the husband oppresses his wife, and children with the parents, parents with their children. And then it goes further, or between friends and so on and so forth. So this happens to humans, where we try to, or at least sometimes we do, oppress one another and take the rights of one another, and, you know, in different forms and different ways. But what needs to happen is that we should be more forgiving. Forgiveness means we keeping us and keeping human beings, and especially brothers in faith, together. When we don't forgive and we hold grudge and grudges against others, this is called dividing. Division makes us weak, not stronger. Unity makes us stronger. You make a mistake by me, I make a mistake by you, all good. One of us is right, one of us is wrong. Even if the other party denies or does not want to admit that they're wrong. But at the end of the day, they are fellow human beings. And my duty is to do what? Is to forgive them, no matter who they are. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us the best of examples in terms of forgiving other people. There were few people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, due to their crime, he said they need to be killed because they committed heinous crimes. And he says wherever you find them, you can do qisas, and you can kill them. You can do Islamic contribution. Yet those people, when they managed to get to the Prophet himself and see him face to face and admit their mistakes, he says, go. I have nothing against you. I want, you know, you free. Even the people of Mecca who harmed the Prophet so much and kicked him out of the city and killed most of his family, most of the people that he loved, most of his companions, when he went to Mecca, and people thought, well, there we go. He's going to kill us all. He said to them, you're free to go. I have nothing against you. Forgiveness. brought them back together, made them stronger. If he would have taken revenge on all of them, then that would have created havoc and destruction among the Muslims. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. When we deal with one another, we were saying that we have to make sure that we forgive one another. And sometimes, you know, it pains the person to see members of the same family, co-workers, friends, and people in the same area, or at least the same faith, they go head to head towards one another, to the state of even shedding one's blood. And why? Because either my way or the highway. There is no leniency, there is no forgiveness, there's nothing. And obviously this is against the Islamic teachings, because Islam is about rights and human rights and, you know, taking care of one another. So that needs to be maintained. And if we look, for example, at the life of the Ahl Bayt alayhim wassalam, we see how they exercised the concept of forgiveness at its best at times when they have the upper hand. The story of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, when the governor of Medina used to really harm the Imam. He would have people curse the Imam, people even hit the Imam, people do like despicable things to the Imam. And the Imam would just let it go. One day, as time went by, that governor was taken from his position for, I don't know, he was accused for stealing or something, what have you. So the king of the time took him out of his position and he ordered that he is tied to a pole. And people, whoever he's taking money from, they can come and take the money from him. And obviously, since he has nothing to give, then people just slap him and hit him and, you know, do these things to him publicly. This person, he says, I don't care about all these people that I've done wrong. I only care about Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad. Why? Because he's the person that I've harmed the most. And I'm afraid what he would do to me. So one day, Imam Zain al-Abidin was walking and he came across him as he was tied to the pole in front of everybody. And the companions of the Imams were with him. They said to him, Ibn Rasulullah, do you give us permission to, you know, give him a bit of his own medicine? The Imam says, no. In fact, the Imam went to him, he said to him, Fulan, I know you've done such and such and such, but in the state that you're in, if you need help, we will help you. If you have debts, we'll pay you debts. If you have this, we'll do that for you. And the man could not believe what he was hearing. After all the harm and pain he brought to the Imam, yet the Imam is dealing with him in such a merciful, forgivable manner. And this is exactly what we need to have towards one another. In case, or at least if we want, to make sure that this world is a better place. That forgiveness is required between brothers of faith and between humans themselves when it comes to one another. Like I said, we will do mistakes by one another. But what matters is that we forgive instead of hold a grudge or take revenge, which causes wars and which causes the rights of others to be taken. Inshallah, we'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.